Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Greta. And Yvonne's back! Yay! She was absent from our little podcast for a little while, but she's back today. So welcome back, Yvonne.
Thank you.
We are very happy to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch us live streaming on Facebook. And after that, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast services. You hear the term shifting impressions, and you might wonder how these realms, this energy operates in our life. You know, why are they coming through now with these ideas? I mean, we need this information now. I think it is very important in this time. These conversations help you examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you're creating in your life and how it shows up. Today, we will be talking about the quotation, "You deserve all that is high vibrational." Yay! I guess if we can manage high vibrations. So, where would we like to start today, ladies?
So it says that we're deserving.
You deserve all that is high vibrational.
We deserve all that is high vibration. What is high vibrational?
Right. High versus low, up versus down. Right. Is it the same thing?
Right, right. I know that the force is getting away from high vibrational, but I know that's a quote that they had given us way before we even did this podcast. So high vibrational, how can you term high vibrational? High vibrational means that you're going internally into yourself, because everything is internal. It's never external. The external things are the illusions. So if we're going deeper into ourselves and we're deserving, we've got to know that, that we are loved. We've got to know that we are divinity. When we understand those two things about ourselves, that we are loved, one, and that that's a high vibration to itself, for us to recognize that we are loved. But then you say, who are we loved by? It's really a loving of self. That's who you're loved by. And you're placing yourself as individuals in situations that support you in loving yourself and in recognizing your divinity. And that changes depending on the person. What do they consider to be high vibrational? Some person may think being high vibrational is praying all day long, you know, or meditating all day long, or reading about metaphysics, or as they say, I'm increasing my consciousness to have a higher consciousness. but it's not really you're having a higher consciousness. It's that you're going deeper into self. That's what that's all about. Deepness, not height. Not up, not down, not sideways, but deep inside you, because it's the deep inside you is where you exist, knowing that you are worthy. See, it's the outside of you, the interactions outside of you that teach you you're not worthy. It might be with a spouse. It might be with a parent. It might be with a friend. It might be on a job. Those are external things. And it's the external things that give us the feelings of not being worthy. Because we take that in. You know, we take it in. We believe it's real. I don't know what you ladies want to say about it.
I kind of hone in on the word deserve. You know, you touched on it, Greta. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a big part of this quotation, because many times we're brought up in environments, like you said, with parents or teachers or just, you know, like structures, education, religion, whatever, that imprint and show us in some ways that we're unworthy and that we don't deserve love. And it's almost like we have to go back and remember those times as a child or, you know, a teenager or young, whatever life experiences we have, and reteach ourselves and remember, put our pieces back together again. And remember that we are worthy, and the most worthiness we have is to give ourselves that unconditional love, because once that happens, it just automatically reverberates and just ripples outward to everybody. And then, like you said also, Greta, you attract, you support, you know, like if you're in that state of inwardness and self-awareness, which we can also call high vibrational, you're attracting, or you're putting out the message, so to speak, like for synchronicities to appear that show up and reinforce or support you that you do deserve love, and that you know, that love is your nature, your divine nature. So that came up for me.
Mm-hmm. And I want to add that word unconditional to that love, because I know in past protocols, past podcasts, we talked about that. We talked about that love is I love you business, you know, I love you here, you know, and you know, we refer to that as Valentine's Day love. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you today, but now you've done something, I can't stand you tomorrow, or yes, I want to marry you, and then 2 weeks later, well, I think I made a mistake, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's a love thing. It's so... it's filled with a lot of illusions up here.
And it's been culturalized. Like, that is a direct precipitation or manifestation of the culture, right?
Right. Because in some cultures, some Asian cultures, you don't tell somebody I love you.
Right. It's a
completely
foreign, no pun intended, you know, experience or, you know, value, let's just say. So, right. You know, that's totally been, you know, that is a cultural appropriation, you know, perhaps reinforced by the religion.
And just culture, because like you'll see, I know I watch a lot of Korean movies, and you don't hear them say, I love you. You hear them, And of course, I'm looking at subtitles. So they say, I like you. I like you. And then I've investigated what is unconditional love to people. And in some cultures, they don't want you to just speak it. They look at it by way of your actions. What are your actions? I think in Western cultural framework, we listen to the words, we listen to the actions. We want the actions to support the words that you truly love me. But see that when you get into unconditional love, of which you are deserving because you really have it. It's really there. It never really goes anywhere until you ask God truth. It really stays with you. It's just you don't recognize. It's there. You don't recognize. What were you going to say, Lee?
Oh, I was just saying that is maybe, you know, that is like our kind of stillness within, right? That is like the energy, like that animates us. And, you know, we are, you know, matter in this, you know, place and time and this illusion, you know, that light has congealed to something more dense, that energy, you know, filters down and becomes like more dense and more dense, and we materialize. And it's that, like that depth, you know, it's like remembering the animating force that is us, right? And if you kind of follow that up, well, not up, in depth, you know, I was just like kind of looking, and depth in Spanish, and I apologize for native Spanish speakers if I completely massacre this word, but it's like profundidad, profundidad. So it's like profound, you know, like the root is profound, like the profundity of like what we actually are. And if, like you're saying, if we can remember that, then all of those external things that, you know, gave us false impressions just don't matter anymore, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But see, we have to get past that, because what we go into is feel, taste, smell. You know, if I touch it, if I see it, if I feel it, it's real. If I'm not doing all those things, it's not real.
But I mean, it's part. It's a part. You know, I mean, like we have those. You just shook your head, Greta, because you're saying, oh, she's going into separation now. But my contention is that you, like, all of these things are included in this experience, right? I mean, maybe our taste is to remind us of, like, the wonder that we are experiencing now. To, you know, if we didn't have this matter, we wouldn't be able to taste. I mean, I imagine that's partially some of the decision is why we decide to come here and like manifest in this form, right? Because I guess, I don't know, we'll ask the realm of beings if they have taste and smell where they are. You know, isn't that part of like maybe why we are here? You know, but like it's this experiential evolution of the force, right? And I mean, we have these senses for a reason.
That's because you have the senses for a reason, because you're humanoid.
Well, right. I mean, and I don't know what a tiger feels, or like some Syrian, not the countries, like someone from Syria or someone from some other place, if they have these same senses. But in this human experience, we have them. So I don't know. I don't think we necessarily need to just, oh, this is an illusion. No, like some of those smells, some taste can bring you joy. Like, how else do we find it sometimes? Mm. Like little sensors.
That's what I think. Yeah.
You know, like if we couldn't see the sunset or whatever, you know, and like, I guess those humans that lose a sense, you know, the other ones overcompensate so they can still somehow, you know, experience this illusion and, you know, feed that data back to the force, into the source, into the force, feed the data. We are constantly acquiring data.
It's a big loop.
So what were you saying, Eva?
I agree. I think the senses are also almost like filters, you know, and like some of them are like they're constantly working, and again, in an energetic way too, to help assist the force in experiencing itself, you know, and in ways of like, you know, our eyes, you know, like what images that appear before us could be, like Lee said, the sunset, or it could be some violent movie or something like that, or real violence. So like you're constantly like using your senses to have these experiences and to have the lessons, or, you know, and manifest the lessons that the force decides to experience in this humanoid body. Cat, animal, dog, they, you know, like I always wonder, like what, they have eyes that you can look in their eyes and they are somehow telling you something and we're communicating back and forth. They're obviously, they have a heightened sense of smell. So they're also as the force, you know, using their senses to navigate and move through this experience. So I don't know.
That's all part. I think one thing that both of you said is that we are in a humanoid experience. And being in a humanoid experience, this is what comes with it. Smell, taste, whatever. That's all part of it. If you go to another type of species, they're not going to have that. They're going to have something else. Not everything smells. Not everything tastes. Some, like consumption, when you were talking about the food, the basis of food, you know if you like it, if it smells good, and with the smelling of it affects how it's going to taste to you, you know. But you're right, that is a humanoid experience. Some species that I'm aware of don't have that. So they have, each species has a different way of thinking about themselves in relationship to the force, each species.
Which is amazing, right? I mean, that absolutely, like that diversity, I mean, the enormity of that diversity. And, you know, when we're smelling, when we're tasting, when we're seeing, when we're hearing, we're still, those are all just different frequencies, just other vibrations of energy that are translated via, you know, mechanisms in our ear to, you know, transmute the sound frequency into something we can understand or hear. You know, color is just another spectrum of energy. Mm-hmm. Taste is another frequency of the same energy. And we just have mechanisms to, you know, maybe, you know, the way we view things, you know, bees have other, you know, they view other spectrums, you know, to have their experience and do their, what they are here for. And I mean, I think that sometimes maybe I understand that this is a illusion, although sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But, you know, to just like say like this matter that we, you know, human matter is amazing. And, you know, some, you know, cultures call this thing a temple, and it is, it's pretty wonderful.
Well, yeah. One
it's
thing
a temple
is,
for like translating the energy.
Well, you use humanoids, we as humanoids.
Well, we have to. There's nothing. This is what we are, like, talking Absolutely. To the three Absolutely. Of us right now.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And the part of the deserving, what helps you in that, which is all of those things that you've talked about, both you and Yvonne, all of those things help us in feeling if we are deserving or not.
Bring it back to the quote. Yes.
Right. all of that is working towards us to deserve, to know the deserving, but it's how we use them. Sometimes we can use them if we believe it, if we accept that we are no good, then we will use them and they will support us in showing us that we feel this way about ourselves, that we feel that we're not worthy. Mm-hmm. So everything, it's not just each other that supports us in being deserving, but it's everything that you come in contact with. Now, that means if you just look at yourselves, look at your hands, look at your arms, but then go past that and look at the cells that make up the skin of the first layer. That's just your first layer. Look how many cells make that up. Those cells are also experiencing your experience. We don't think like that. So when they too will support you in feeling deserving or not feeling deserving. You know, they will assist us in setting up certain creations of reality to show us we don't love ourselves or to show us that we're angry. Your brain will do that. Every part of your body and everything you create supports you. What you've got to decide is, what do you want them to support you with?
I got a good example. The experience of addiction to substance such as alcohol, your body can have those cravings. The tastes are somewhat enjoyable to bring that to you, to have that experience of like lack of good health. But when you step into a different place of, I love myself, I deserve to have good feelings about my body, suddenly a switch changes in that, that craving, that taste craving for whatever is driving that addiction can switch with your thoughts and with your emotions mm-hmm. and bring you good health. And then your body in turn will radiate, be that temple of self-love. You care enough about yourself to bring it good food and, you know, good people to support you in that switch over.
Absolutely. See, we always have choice and everything supports us in the choice. And sometimes the choice is quite a lot is at the unconscious level. Mm. 'Cause we don't deal here with subconscious or conscious or preconscious and all that stuff. We just deal straight with consciousness versus unconsciousness. So it's going to support you where you as a human want to be supported. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. You want to be deserving, you're going to be supported like you're deserving. You think that you think the opposite of that, then you will be supported in the opposite way. It's what do you want? You know, some people love trauma.
Yeah.
Some people, they like it, you know, because I say if you don't like it, then you won't be in it.
Right. Well, but I mean, like some people use you know, different things as fuel, right? Like, it's like you have a diesel car or a gas car. So, you know, some people's fuel is the traumatic drama, you know, where other people's fuel is, you know, something different. And, you know, like you always say, that's all okay. Everybody's here to experience what they're to experience. And it seems like, you know, when we're talking about high vibrational and, you know, energy, when we're, you know, conscious, maybe of our energy or our beingness, you know, that's when we start to like responsibly manage this energy essence that we are. And we start to create from responsibility. And, you know, when we're just completely unaware and living in the, like, everything is just popping up unconscious and blaming and whatever. I mean, you know, I guess that's more sort of irresponsible energy management because you're creating it, right? You just don't, you're not aware that you're doing it. You know, you're still thinking, oh, it was that guy, it was him, it was her, it was whatever those collective days are.
But, you know, we can go deeper and say that there is no responsibility. I know we say that everybody's responsible for their creation of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That means whatever reality you create, whatever you are experiencing, you have caused it. You want it. If you don't want it, you're going to get rid of it. You won't experience it. But the responsibility of the one responsibility that we have being humanoid is creation of reality. So that is our responsibility, to create reality, regardless of what it is. See,
right. Go ahead.
See, if we can say, okay, this is terrible. Look what you created. You're responsible for that. Or we can say this is good. And what I think deserving, now I know you're going to think I've jumped over the mountain, but I'm going to put deserving. What's deserving? Deserving is whatever you want it to be. If it's that I want to give myself cancer, then you're deserving of that, and that's fine. You know what? Deserving is getting somewhat, for me, like failure.
Oh, I was just going to say, right, like, yeah, they sound, this right. point that you're bringing up right. is putting failure and right. deserving, you know, kind right. of as synonyms.
Negativity, right. right? They're in that box of negativity.
And no. Failure is not in a box of negativity.
Well, a lot of people think it is.
That's what we've been talking about for the last two podcasts. We've been saying that there is no failure. We're trying to let people know there is no failure. You cannot fail at all. Because what is this place? What is this location? It's all about creation of reality. And you're constantly creating. So you're constantly progressing. I don't care what it is. Remember, I might have said this, but I know I've spoken to people that I facilitate for, that I had a young man, he graduated out of high school. Oh my God, he was so what you would call, quote unquote, highly intelligent, quick learner and everything. He studied with me for a while, maybe for a year, learning about the things that we talk about on the podcast, okay? He graduated, so what do we think? Greta's going into the old way of thinking. And I said, well, what are you going to do now? Thinking he's going to go to college, or he's going to go into the military, or he's going to go to here to get a job or whatever. Mm-mm, none of that. You know what he told me? I'm going to go and experience being homeless. That's exactly what he told me. And I want you to know that that's exactly what he did. And he had a family, a house that they reared him in and took care of him. But he said, Greta, I'm going to experience homelessness. I said, fine. That's right. That's what he chose. Because he recognized that that was just an experience he wanted to have. There's no failure to that. You know,
yeah, and to pretty much consciously say that, to be aware of it and put it out on, like, clearly that was his intention, and that's what he manifested. Yeah,
absolutely. And he put the action behind it. You know, I'm sure that'll be another podcast about putting action behind what we say and what we're going to do. But he actually did it. He lived on the street. You know, I don't know where he is now. He's a grown man now. I don't know what happened to him. But I know that's where he went, because I check on, where is he? Oh, he's out there on the street, Miss Chamberlain. I said, okay, that's good. He's okay. Yeah, doing okay. Deserving? Yes! That was that deserving is another form of, there is no failure. Whatever I'm creating, I'm deserving it, because I'm creating it. That's a little switch. It's like taking deserving and turning it 360 degrees. Mm.
Or 180. Doesn't 360 turn it back to the beginning where you started?
Well, it might.
But
all perception depends on how you look at it, Lee.
Depends where 360 is, maybe in some other universe,
right.
They have, yeah, more than 360 degrees.
Yeah, we can turn it around and we can make 360 degree half. We can make it whatever we want to make.
But I mean, that's a good, you know, when we talk about these things about failure and deserving, right? It's a way, I think, to maybe shift that impression. And maybe it's a tool just to sort of suspend judgment.
Absolutely.
Right? Just
because,
like,
to see if you deserve, like, something, you got to judge anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, when you're talking about you deserve cancer or you deserve $1 million or whatever it is, you know, like, to just, I mean, it takes the charge or something out of the two things that seem to be opposite. And before we go to our first break and let the realm of beings weigh in, I just wanted to say, and you ladies can just weigh in also, you know, we try to give some tools, I guess, on the podcast sometimes, and maybe from a vibrational point of being, you know, maybe we can eat better, we can breathe better, and we can laugh more. You know,
yeah, I'm all about that.
Right. That, that can be deep to itself, Lee.
Yeah.
You know, be mindful of what you consume, and like, whatever you're consuming is okay. Everybody's where they are, you know, but if you can transition to more like, actually light things like fruits and vegetables, you know, more light management things. And if you can breathe better, we all do it. Sometimes if you just pay attention to that breath, you can stop and listen to what you're thinking and laugh more, because I don't think we just laugh enough, period. So I think that's the thing that's universal. I mean, the realm, I hear the realm being funny and laughing.
Yeah.
They have a sense of humor.
Yeah, that's because they like it. They understand humanoid existence. So they do those things. I've had angels. I call them angels of the white light. And I say they're no shapeshifters, because everybody thinks that everything that comes from quote unquote heaven is heavenly. if you want to judge something to be heavenly and non-heavenly. Well, I can tell you for sure that there are entities in that transitional portal that people call heaven in some cases. You have some that can be quite challenging, and they might be the reverse of what you want. So I always say angels of the white light, no shapeshifters. One of these days on the podcast, I'll explain what that means. But I think what you said, Lee, I think is good. And it's also showing us who you are.
You've just unveiled yourself, Lee.
To the whole audience. So, and we thank
you. She is a fruit and vegetable eater. That's how she creating reality.
We thank you. Because there are people that are in our audience that needed to hear that.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. Because we're not here. It may seem as though we're here just speaking. But sometimes, I mean, because we're all connected as the one. On this podcast, something will come to one of us or all of us. We start speaking about it. We are speaking to someone that we don't even know that we're speaking to. So, but they wanted to hear that. So we're supporting them. See, we support people in realities. We could be supporting somebody all the way across the world. You don't know.
Yeah. Because and years from now, too.
Right. We're all one. So, and there's only one unconscious, by the way, everybody. You know, everybody thinks Yvonne's got her unconscious, Lee's got hers, Greta's got hers. No. It's only one. That's why we can have ideas and come up with similar ideas and say, somebody over in Europe can develop the car while somebody here in the United States is working on the car, and how somebody else in South America is making the car.
Yeah, all tapping into it. Just seems like.
Oh. Right. Well, I heard that, you know, like whatever, there's one unconscious. So, you know, the force is out there wanting things, but like it, some people might hear it, right? Some people might get this great idea to make a car, but then they just, oh, they doubt themselves. They procrastinate, you know? So somebody else actually gets it and says, oh, that's so great. I'm going to manifest that thing. I feel the.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul, with Julie O and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Hello and welcome back to Shifting Impressions. I'm Lee, I'm here with Yvonne, and Greta has stepped back a little and the realm should be with us. Realm, are you present?
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Today, we've been talking about the quotation, "You deserve all that is high vibrational." Please share what you would like with us.
We're smiling. We know that when we say that you are deserving of all that is high vibrational, you have this whole concept of high vibrational. So you think there's a high vibrational, and then there's a low vibrational. And then somewhere between high and low is a middle vibrational. You know, it's interesting because in actuality, they're both the same. It's how you use them. Let's fear. Fear can be work as a wonderful asset. And fear in your way of thinking could work in a negative aspect as well. But as a whole, you would think of fear as a low vibration. When it really depends on how you're using it.
Can you give us an example of what you first mentioned? Can you expand on that thought? That it can be like a wonderful tool for our growth, I guess.
Yes. You have a part inside your physical body. It's in your brain. It's called the amygdala. It's a little piece in your brain that it contains the fear. I think you call it fight or flight, something like that, whereas if you have to remove yourself from something quickly because you're creating to go through the experience of being harmed, but yet you haven't reached the point that you truly want to be harmed. So that fear assists you in escaping. So in that case, it helped you. So you will see it as high vibration. Mm. If the fear then takes you into a place of, like for an exam, for instance, you're taking an exam and you're so afraid that you're going to fail. So then that emotion of fear will support you in failing. So you will look at that as a low vibration. Without realizing two things about it. One, there is no failure. But it helped you. That fear helped you in perpetuating that illusion. And you accepted all of the illusionary connotations that went with it. So it's your perception that makes something high or low. However, deserving, when you put that word deserving, you're deserving of all. You're deserving of all. Because what is all doing for you? All is in this reality that you are in as a humanoid. The all is providing you experiences and lessons for your own evolution. And when we say your own evolution, we're talking in terms of you being the force itself. So you are the force, which is you, is evolving through these experiences. You will get to a point where you won't see high or low. You will only see isness. But you're coming to that point, many of you. Many of you. Some people are still in you're wrong, you're right. And they're very staunch about the believing of that wrong or right. And that's still deserving because that's what you want to experience. You are deserving of what you want to experience. That is the deserving. We're not talking about you being this great humanoid individual, you know, that you are, although you are divinity. But all is deserving because you have created it. You have created every last one of your experiences. Therefore, you are deserving of every last experience that you have. Don't see. Our suggestion is to come out of seeing angst. Come out of seeing terror. Come out of feeling amiss or lost or unloved, you know. Come out of that, but you can stay there if you want to. It's all right. Because it's an experience. This whole thing that you have come into that you call life is nothing but experience. That's all it is. And you are deserving of the experience. As the force, you're not going to say, okay, I'm not deserving of that. It doesn't even, yeah. When you're in the force state and you're recognizing your divinity, you're not caught up into all of that. It doesn't even phase you. It's just saying, oh, look what happened. And then the part of you says, well, we're going to change this. And then you figure out how to change it. If it's a health issue, you'll go to the doctor, some type of doctor that you believe in, that you're deserving to believe in. See, we're using deserving in a different way. When just reading the quote without us, you will think that deserving means I'm deserving of all that is good and great, without understanding that everything is good and great. There is nothing that is not good or great. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because it's all here to assist you in your learning process. That's all. That's all it's doing. But some get caught up in it, you know, creating realities that are you, when you perceive them, your perception, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible, you know. But we want to get you to a point, but see, we can't get you there. Let me correct that language. You are the ones that have to get yourself there. Because when you get yourself there, then you alleviate some other experiences, such as blame. I'm blaming you for me having this experience. I'm blaming you. And sometimes as a collective, you collectively blame. Yeah. And instead of looking and just seeing the isness. Because see, when you blame, you forget that who you are blaming is the force itself. You see. If you see that person as quote unquote evil, doing evil things, judging them as being evil, blaming them for your situations because they are evil, you've forgotten that the individual that you're calling evil is the force. You've forgotten that. Because everything, all of you are one. And when we say all, we're not just talking about the physical vehicles that you occupy, but we're talking about the cells that support your physical vehicle. We're talking about all the physical vehicles. You think that your body, you have a physical body, you think that's it. Because that's where your knowledge is taking you, that that's all there is. Most of you believe I am this body. I am this body. You see? So the deserving expands itself so deeply into an understanding that if you created it, you wanted it, you deserve what you create. You deserve to get what you want. Let me put it to you like that. I'll say it again. You deserve to have what you want because you are the source. You are the creator of all of existence. So you're always in a state of deserving. That's taking it down to a little bit deeper level than saying I deserve an ice cream cone because I won the spelling bee. You see, it's taking it a little bit deeper than that. You know, so it's the beauty of who you are, each one of you. Regardless of what you've created. Yes.
We are this body and we are the force. Aren't we?
You're not this body. If you, let me say this. Do you have a car?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when do you get in the car and use it to take you places?
Yes, just like the force is using this body to take me places.
You as the force are using it. But you aren't the car. When you get in the car, are you the car?
No, I'm not the car.
Well, technically, we can go deeper and say you are. But
That's what I mean. If I am the car, I am this body too.
Not the body. You are occupying that vehicle. Because who you are is not that body. Who you are is an energy essence, and you are the force. In that sense, we're saying that. You're occupying a vehicle, like you occupy the house that you are in now, like you occupy your automobile when you're getting in it.
And you occupy every single cell in your body too?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What about every cell in your body? The force is occupying every single cell?
It's not the force is occupying anything. The force is everything. Oh, occupying means I'm something over here and here I come to occupy. No, it's everything. See, the only thing that is real throughout existence now, that is real, is the force. everything else is an illusion.
Realm, we are just about ready to wrap up another episode of Shifting Impressions. 20 seconds of a final word.
Love yourselves unconditionally.
Thank you, Realm, for sharing your wisdom. Thank you, Greta. Thank you, Yvonne. This has been another episode of Shifting Impressions until we create each other again.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.